AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Yesterday, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus, the moment that changed everything. But what happened after the tomb was found empty? Today, we look at how Jesus appeared to his followers, proving that he was truly alive. His resurrection wasn't a myth, a vision, or just a spiritual concept. It was a real, physical event witnessed by many. Our key verse for today is John 20:19. Now when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were together due to fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, the stone was rolled away, and the angel told Mary and the other ladies to go and tell the disciples to meet Jesus in Galilee. Now, the disciples were in hiding. They had just witnessed the brutal execution of their teacher, and they feared that they would be next. And even though some of them had heard the woman's testimony about the empty tomb, they were still confused and afraid. Then something incredible happened. Jesus appeared to them, not as a ghost or a vision, but in his resurrected body, standing in their midst. The same disciples who had fled in fear at his arrest were now face to face with their risen Lord. The resurrection of Jesus was not just an event. It was a personal encounter that transformed his followers. Now, yesterday, we looked at the first recorded appearance of Jesus after his resurrection to Mary Magdalene through the eyes of Matthew. She had gone to the tomb early in the morning and found it empty and was weeping outside when Jesus appeared to her. Now, let's take a look at this moment through the eyes of John. In John chapter 20, verses 14 through 16, it tells us, "When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. And yet she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?' Thinking that he was the gardener, she said to him, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will take him away.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned and said to him in Hebrew, 'Rabboni,' which means teacher." Now, can you imagine the moment? Mary, overwhelmed with grief, doesn't recognize Jesus at first. But then he calls her by her name, and everything changes. She realizes that he is alive. Jesus had cast out 7 demons out of Mary in Luke chapter 8, verse 2. And now she was the first to see him after his resurrection. And this was not by accident. Jesus revealed himself to someone the world would have overlooked, proving that he calls the broken, the outcast, and the ones who seek him with their whole heart. So now later that evening, Jesus appears to his disciples. We see in John chapter 20, 19 through 20, that it records this moment. It says, "Now when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut, where the disciples were together due to fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord." Now notice the details. The doors were shut. The disciples were afraid, and then Jesus appeared. This was no illusion. Jesus showed them his wounds, proving that he was the same Jesus who had been crucified. But now his body was glorified, yet still he bore the marks of his sacrifice. Their fear turned to joy. The resurrection wasn't just a truth to believe. It was a reality that they experienced. One of the most well-known post-resurrection experiences is when Jesus appeared to Thomas. Thomas had not been with the disciples when Jesus first appeared, and he refused to believe their testimony. So in John chapter 20, verse 25, Thomas says, "Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Then, 8 days later, Jesus appears again, and this time with Thomas present. In John chapter 20, verse 27 through 29, it tells us, "Then he said to Thomas, 'Place your finger here and see my hands, and take your hand and put it into my side, and do not continue in disbelief, but be a believer.' Thomas answered and said to him, 'My Lord and my God.' Jesus said to him, 'Because you have seen me, have you now believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed." Jesus meets Thomas where he is, providing the proof that he needed. But he also points out to the greater blessing of those who believe without seeing. That includes us today. The resurrection was not a private event. It was witnessed by many. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 5-6 says, "He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. And after that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep." Jesus didn't just rise spiritually, he rose bodily. His followers saw him, touched him, and even ate with him. This proves the resurrection was real and historical. Jesus' victory over death was complete. Our faith is built on a solid foundation. The same Jesus who appeared to his disciples is alive today. His resurrection power is still at work in the lives of those who believe in him. Maybe you've struggled with doubt like Thomas, or maybe you've felt lost like Mary Magdalene, or maybe you've been afraid like the disciples. But Jesus meets us in our doubts, our fears, and our brokenness, just as he met them. He calls us to believe, not just in a historical event, but in a living Savior who is still transforming lives today. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 tells us that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The question is, will you believe? Jesus' appearance after his resurrection proves that he is alive. And now he calls us to trust in him, even when we cannot see. Tomorrow, we will explore how Jesus walked with two of his followers on the road to Emmaus and revealed himself to them in an unexpected way. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.